Good morning, Lagos. This is
What's Up, Lagos?
9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour and we are back. We did tell you that we will be back every other morning with some spice for you. I had to throw, like literally fling back to dig up that song from you. You can tell how I'm breathing.
She's been shaking it. I've been trying to do like hijab. She's done waist movement.
I cannot whine again.
Like, you were whining, girl. You were whining.
You know the movement. Head movement, leg movement.
I was trying. I was trying to make up for not being able to whine my waist.
No, you were representing.
But you whined. You actually did represent.
Says the person who was well, doing it the most.
I was giving him all the glory.
Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
It's 10 minutes
gone past the 10 o'clock hour. As usual, from now till 12 o'clock is nothing but fun, excitement, and of course, we're informing and educating you as part of the activities on this show. As much as we're here to have fun, we're also here to inform and educate you. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, and it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're reaching you live from Itemiyan Crescent, right here in Lagos. And in the studio, I got Fancy Nancy.
Hello, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. And also, we have my pink Barbie, the one that knows how to do what Yanya does best.
Farrah Fetto.
People on this show like enjoyment.
Why not?
Too much enjoyment.
It's an enjoyment show. And we're the destiny.
Well, let's go for show. That's it. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the show. So we're gonna, because it's Thursday, we want to throw back. So all those who are listening to us, whether you can sing or not, so we're doing karaoke for the next 25 minutes. Throw back to a song that you like. It has to be an old song. Don't come and sing Rema, or you come and sing Omale. We will send you packy.
So it's old school.
It has to be a 1990 and 1980 somebody to call the show. You understand me? Because you see, I got caught by the bug. Ufoma this morning started off with some, sincerely, I can't just sit back. Look at me sweating. Please call in and let us sing this music. Now, sincerely, we're doing a sort of, you know, studio karaoke this morning. So call in, tell us your favorite song from way back. We're going to play it and watch you, or rather listen to you sing.
Sing along.
Yes, so you have 60 seconds to sing your heart out.
You never can tell.
And I might just be in a good mood and just give you 20 million.
No.
You know, I'm just saying.
Twally.
I'm just saying. I might just be in the mood.
But it's
karaoke Thursday, so let's do this for the next few minutes. Call and let me know if you can sing or not. See, karaoke, what I love about karaoke is that you don't have to be able to sing. It's just for the fun.
Just freestyle.
But the fact that you're bringing the music feel to the show today, are you sure you're not trying to start up a musical career and be signing upcoming artists?
You should have seen her in the newsroom this morning.
Are you serious?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but anyway.
No, when she gets like that.
she brings the British.
All right, call 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. Or if you're a lady, call 01465-7190. Ladies, 01465-7190. Call us. No WhatsApp in today, until you are finished singing. Call us. The phone lines are buzzing. I can see, people can sing. Go. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Don't sleep, wake up.
We're doing old school, we're not doing those sleep today. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, Lagos.
It's what's up, Lagos, baby.
Good morning. Yeah, my favorite music. Okay, my name is Matthew. I'm calling from, I'm presently inside Unilag now. That's University of Lagos. So I'm calling from Yaba. You said my favorite music way back.
From way back.
I think it's Bryan Adams.
You want to put us to sleep? What's it called?
Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams.
What's the title of the song? Bryan Adams is an artist.
Look Into My Eyes.
All right.
Love song.
He's going to start
Ufama's
singing.
Brothers are here. Ufama, come and take your brothers, please.
There's a bug
okay,
out there.
So we're about to, we want to hear you start singing. We're going to play the music under so that you can, it's going to have a real karaoke
okay,
feel.
Okay.
We will support you.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Let's do this.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search my heart, search my soul. Where you find me there, you search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. I can't help it.
Okay, so 60 seconds. You tried.
You did good, though.
You did a good job. We couldn't even get the music under your voice that way, but goodness.
I do it for you.
But this thing just kind of changed the mood now.
I see. This uncle has now.
Wait. Where's our bell of.
Miriam, that your brother. Is it still in that relationship?
Sorry, my brother is unavailable.
Pastor, did you say you want to fall in love?
Fall in love.
I'm back.
Oh, you don't make me fall in love.
Hey, I can't remember saying anything like that.
Pastor, you want to fall in love?
I said he wants to fall in love.
Miriam, did you ever think we'll see the day? We would see the day. Pastor, I'll be talking about love.
All right, keep those calls coming in. It's Thursday and we're throwing back. And we're not just throwing back, but we're allowing you the opportunity to sing a throwback song on the show, live on the radio, whether your voice is good or not. It's all fun and games, okay? Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
No. Give us
what's
the passcode. No. Do it well.
Sing it.
No, girls.
Okay.
I get what he's trying to do.
You have to wake up.
My name is Timothy.
Yeah, what's your name?
Timothy.
All right, Timothy, what song do you want to sing?
I want to sing Venidela by Brenda Fassie.
What? Did you hear
you
that?
Venidela by Brenda Fassie.
Eh? Okay.
Can you pick another one, please? Something.
No, Brenda Fassie. What's the title of the song?
Oh, Brenda Fassie. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Venidela.
Oh, okay. I think I know that song. Hey, I'm a
son. Oh, that's the song.
And he's giving us attitude. Sorry, it's not you.
He's giving us.
Somebody's trying to stretch us in the studio. We're being stretched.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So the song is ready. We're going to start playing it. So you pick up from
there.
All right.
What's the title of the song?
Okay.
The first one. Vulindela.
Okay.
That was nice. How you pronounced it.
All right. Let's go.
Vulindela. Emma Pugu. Nyanwa.
Amen.
It's okay. Please, let's a round of applause for him, please.
That's the first song in tongues.
Okay, guys, Stretch is in the building.
Yeah.
We didn't see it coming.
Whatever that means.
We never expected it.
You know, why do they test minds like this? Mike, 1, 2, 2. Is there a manual?
There's something. You have to get the T's and the S's.
No,
that's why.
I don't even mind that. I hate the...
diversity. Why are you hitting the mic? Why? Then you start saying 2, 2. I don't know other numbers.
No, I think T's and S's are very important.
No. But you see, Tufay does it a lot. Because it's part of his song.
He goes,
Chi. I think he's preparing himself for the... Maybe he's forgotten the opening of the song.
No, no, Two-Face Own has to do with trees. But yeah, so how are you guys?
We're good. Okay. I didn't see this coming. What a surprise.
Am I? Well, you know, things happen. Marianne knows a lot of
things. I sent him on a fact-finding mission.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you find?
He found.
Was it?
Well,
he grabbed.
Can I give you the report?
You have reported.
No, I was
with Dean.
I was with some bishops a few yesterday.
Wow, we see that.
Church, are you going to bring that?
Church, I recognized you.
It's true. No, the skit. The camera wasn't facing me.
He showed your shadow now.
It was facing the bishop.
No, we saw you.
Yeah.
I knew that it was you because
I know the tailor that sewed the cassock. See, we can get uniforms for soldiers. Why can't you get uniforms for
bishops?
Clergy?
Yeah.
No, but you can.
Yes.
It's gotten anywhere, even the robes that they wear.
Yeah, the robes are everywhere.
I think there are special tailors for that.
Are they?
What makes them special?
Special tailors, huh?
They're supposed to be like
holy.
You're
the Sikori star uniform they have for.
Holy
tailors.
Amen.
Okay.
The same way we sang Vulindela like a Christian.
Oh, for me, I can't lie. You. I can't sing that song lyrics.
Me,
for
I
you.
Can't.
Oh, yeah, no, audition. Let's do, go. Greta. Stretch.
Vulindela.
Hey.
Hey, my microphone.
Hey.
What?
Stretch. No, no. What is going
this
on
is
here?
Stretch's own version.
No, no, wait. Okay. What did she say? They are quiet.
It has to be something around Vulindela.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Makoko.
Is it Makoko?
Ah, Makoko is inside the
Let me tell you. She's talking about her microphone.
Yep.
That's have you people seen my microphone? Inuele, meaning that in Swahili.
Stretch, are you trying to translate can lie, yo. Right now?
It's not like, let me tell you what she's saying.
Oh,
she's saying that this vuvuzela that she have turned inside our microphone.
But you actually agree that it's microphone.
It's not by that, no.
Vulindela, microphone.
Is it like a drink?
No, Vulindela is round.
Let him allow me carry on.
Oh my God.
What's the second stanza?
I can't do this
anymore. So, Enwele, that it's, if I don't know how to put it.
Unwele. You're speaking Igbo now.
Unwele is Igbo. Unwele is Swahili. So, I can't, if I continue this song, the show will end.
I know, right? I'm in tears.
Don't cry for me. Don't cry for me, Marianne.
Okay, in case you're wondering, it's still What's Up, Lagos.
Yeah, What's Up, Lagos.
And we are 22 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. We are doing the first day throwback.
Karaoke.
They will laugh at you. Marianne, they will laugh at you. I know you're laughing at me. They will laugh
around
at you.
Around 10:22.
They will laugh at
you. On specific
they will laugh
Thursday.
At you.
And they will laugh at Marianne.
They will laugh.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing for you.
She's laughing with you.
You're laughing.
I'm laughing to you.
No, think of it against him.
I like the she's. I like the laughing.
She's beginning to look as like it's three against one. But
I'm joining you.
I'm with you and I'm for you.
You see, they say the person that said I will stand by you is sitting down.
Okay, we're going back to the phone lines.
Okay, sorry.
If you can sing, even if you can't sing, you can just
invite to karaoke. If you can
please,
sing.
We're throwing back any your favorite song from back in the days. Let's not shame Stretch this morning. We're going to shame.
Why am I here to be shame?
Stretch, yeah. It's you. Nobody can
sing. I support
you.
Anybody that calls into
I'm
this
with,
show,
I'm sitting
whether
with you
can
you,
sing or I'm not. Oh, yeah, let's take the call. Stretch, you shall be shamed.
Amen.
Did he say him?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Hey, that's the energy. Welcome. What's your name?
My
name
is Adon.
Okay, can you turn off your
radio? Turn off your radio, Elon Musk.
Adon from Ikorodu.
Adon, ba yire do le. Idunu.
Mo ti yire do mi.
Se oruko yin le npe bi oruko yin bo bayi. Idunu.
My name is Idunu from Ikorodu. I want to sing my favorite song.
O ya jare
kon fun. What's your favorite song? Please.
Make sure it's way back song.
Sunny Ade, the merciful God.
Ah, the merciful God.
Sunny Ade, the merciful God.
The merciful God.
Ah, ti ya. Go le.
Ton sore fun wa sore fun mi, o sore lojojumo. Oba bo, ma ti sale ni. Adun ogbon igbon leyin aso ti the merciful God. That's my favorite song. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The merciful God.
No, and remember, it's not merciful. is
Massive.
M-A. Massive.
Massive God. The massive God.
And you have to say it with the listen. The massive God.
Ah, stretch out.
You have to have that.
The massive God.
Hey!
Mafi Joy Baba. Mafi Joy Baba.
There was no Kim on that time. I wanted to put Kim on.
You can put the Kim on. There's Merix now.
Merix?
What do you call it?
It's Remix.
Okay, okay, we're taking one more call. One more call before we go on a quick break. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Okay, you're not ready. We're going to take somebody who's ready.
Volume the tone. Turn down the volume.
Turn down the volume of your radio set, please.
Same, same.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
You mean nobody can sing in this town? It's embarrassing. This economy. Eh?
We want to shame you. Merciful God has shamed you.
What's up, Lagos?
Sharon, baby, shame stretch this morning.
Sharon.
I want to show them what I got.
Sharon, wait. We're singing, not pictures.
Please, I'm not a slay queen.
She's a sing queen.
She's a singer.
Oh yeah, Sharon, let's do this. All right, what are you singing for us?
One Love.
Come on!
I'll give you the bass line.
Nah, lie. Don't spoil her song.
You will spoil it.
Wait.
Oh, no, sure. You mean that the bass I can't do?
Sharon, just start singing. We don't have time. Go.
Don't be sad. Understand. Everybody has a day.
Hey, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
More news and info.
All right, we're right back. This is What's Up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah. The only man in this crew, so help me God. All right, so we're getting to this segment. We're going to be talking about something that everybody I know here, everybody you've experienced, you've participated one way or the other, either as the giver or the taker. Yeah, believe me. Yeah, giver or
the taker?
Yeah, taker.
Someone, like an undertaker?
No. I didn't say undertaker. When someone gives you something.
Okay.
For your little sum. They'll tell you this is for. I remember in school, somebody was given, a girl went to see someone and she was given 5,000 for transport. So she got into a cab and gave the cab driver the 5,000.
What?
So what did he say? They gave me for transport.
And she gave him all of it.
So look at them surprised. So what was the money for? So it was an inducement, right?
It was for transport.
Exactly. So she gave it to the transport.
And then it wasn't stated what transport it was supposed to be. It could have been transport to transport her anywhere she wants to go to for the next 5 days.
She was going home.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
This is for your transport.
Yes.
She's a Momo.
She's a what? She's a Momo, yeah.
That name has been taken by a company. All right. So let's get on with it. So
what about Miu Miu?
Okay, you can have that one. All right, so let's get on with it. So we want to ask, Miriam, has anybody ever attempted to induce you?
All the time.
Did you call her Miriam?
Marianne.
Okay.
Your headphone.
Yeah.
All right, Marianne, yeah?
I think all the time. Being in this line of work, you know, there's a group of persons, in fact, you know that group, that always feels the need to want to give you money because they feel that they can influence what you say, how you say it,
true that.
How you make them look when you're having those conversations. Mm-hmm. And there's also a tendency of us falling for it because half the time, those inducements are really great.
And they don't come like inducements.
No, they just say, buy lunch.
You're doing a great job
for the crew.
You're doing a wonderful job.
People just buy lunch.
Have you given them anything?
Thanks for coming.
Have you had breakfast today?
Take lunch. See, this one.
But it's not titled what you're giving me. I can as well just behave like I don't know that you're trying to induce me.
That's
no matter how
you will know.
But the moment you take it,
when you're about to be compromised, you will know.
Yes, then I'll call you out and say, when you gave me, did you say what? What's the meaning
of that? Okay, but that means what were you taking, your salary?
Exactly.
No, somebody can just want to favor you now. Say, oh, you're good.
Like, are you
said, you're doing a good job. and decides to gift you.
Do you know some companies will fire you for
taking that? Especially this company.
This company will tell you if you
But I would say like on general terms, say if maybe I'm an artist and somebody says, oh, you have a very great voice, you know, you bless
me. So do you have to pay me for my voice?
Saying thank you is enough.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
And if you have a great voice also, you know you have a great voice.
Exactly.
If Marianne is a wonderful journalist, you tell me I'm a wonderful journalist, you're not telling me anything new.
It's nothing new.
Why must
new.
You give me money for that?
For that, exactly.
So there's a reason. I'm getting to an era where we are going to be having politicians come out on the streets. And we're seeing the moral level. How moralistic they are.
Just to cut in, Uncle Jimmy was talking today about the pages of our papers this morning and how we portrayed the bishopric.
Thank God for social
entrant
media.
Into that unveiling. And he said it was very, very bad. If he didn't outrightly say that these people somewhat were induced, but he said the kinds of things that, or the levels we stooped to because of certain monies that has exchanged hands. It's very demeaning and you know, bad for us as journalists.
Especially as journalists, yes.
And it's the truth that this is the season. It's about to happen. And this is where you know who a true journalist is, a man who has morals and values and standards, as opposed to the man who is man must work.
Somebody that will uphold the etiquettes of journalism.
And to play the advocate here also, let's not all sit here and be all moralistic and prim and proper.
Yes.
I'm talking about a man whose salary hasn't been paid in 6 months. He's a journalist. He goes to work. He does his job. He's good at it. His boss says, I don't have the money to pay. If you don't want to do the job, get out.
Your ID card is your meal ticket.
Your ID card is your meal ticket. There are companies that say that.
Yes.
Then I go out there, then someone gives me 100,000 naira, which is like 1/7 of the entire money I'm being owed in one outing. And he wants
and
me to
talk. And my kids are hungry.
My kids are
school
hungry.
School fees has not been paid.
My wife eyed me when I was leaving the house this morning.
Today.
If you like, come back empty-handed. And where do we draw the line? Moral or death?
I think it's that if you like, come back empty-handed.
That will linger. It will just resound in your head.
It keeps ringing in your head.
Come back empty-handed.
Something is clear in my head. The thing is, for me, if somebody's giving me a gift that I know is kind of outrageous, I'll begin to suspect, why are you giving me this?
What is
right?
outrageous?
There like, will be say, a 10
that will be outrageous if you don't have anything.
That's what. See, me, what came to my mind is I wouldn't take a gift I know that I can't probably pay back if...
A gift?
Or something
Marianne
like a
said she returned a car. Someone gifted her.
If I know I can't give it because you...
And she returned it.
From a toaster.
From a toaster. And I'm like, well, you returned a whole car though.
Do you see where we're coming from? Yeah. Because, Stretch, this was my thing. My parents know how much I earn. So I bring this Range Rover to my house. What's the explanation?
You know, they are giving a Range Rover my office. And it's on my tongue.
And my parents have Tommy's number.
Do you see why I like Stretch? I'm with you, Stretch, all the way.
No,
they were giving our
But that's lying.
This is my official car.
That's what?
That's lying.
How are you lying? It's an official car.
See, I can lie to you, Stretch, but you see that my dad and mom. I'm sorry.
See how you are brought up. You are
upbringing.
Some people now, 13-year-olds that come back home with a car. Nobody's asking you.
We talked about that recently.
No, come on, that's exaggeration.
No,
Don't say that. 13.
Have
you seen those kids on social media saying you want to do rituals to get rich?
What was the story we talked about? The girl who the man opened several accounts for. A teenager.
What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
13.
You have your head in the clouds.
Haven't you seen on social media the 13, those young kids, the ones in secondary school and primary schools, went to do rituals so they can get rich?
There's one 14-year-old that took his friend to ritualist to make money. And they asked him, what car do you want to drive? He mentioned the type of car.
Exactly.
Right in front of the other guy. So he didn't know the person who was taking it to was just a skit.
Yes.
Maker.
The guy said, but I'm the only son. I'm your friend. And he looked at, are you ready for us to kill him? Say yes. The guy was right beside him. Yes, we're ready. He heard him say, yes, go ahead. What do you want to drive? He mentioned the brand of car he wanted.
So it makes us question a lot of things. And that's why we're having this conversation for the next... let's say 20 minutes. So we call it all kinds of things. Happy weekend, sir. God bless you,
thanks
sir.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
I just realized that was a thing. I didn't even know it was a thing. Honestly, I didn't know.
They even charged you. Wait. I came here. No thanks for coming. Now, wow.
There has to be thanks for coming.
Wow.
Even our people, we go for reports. They're not going to give time for coming.
On no envelope.
Stretch and like the annoying ones are those ones at the airport. Like when you come back and they ask you for something.
Thank you for bringing
that
up.
You give them the naira you have. They'll be like, now waiting you spend there with this.
Hey,
wow.
My friend just came back from Dubai and he's not Nigerian.
Yeah.
And he said they asked him that.
Where's your... He's not a Nigerian. Don't.
And he said that they asked him for money and he said, I don't have any money. I just came back. I spent all my money. Say, we call it Bitcoin too.
What?
Customs officials at the airport. Jeez. Yes, Nigerians are, you know, I mean, I'm going to open the phone lines. You will hear all kinds of things, especially at the airports.
Those ones are
the guys
terrible
at the airports.
Okay.
So me, I always brandish my journalist's flag so that they will leave me.
My own most annoying one, I think most people will be able to relate to, are eateries also. I go to an eatery, I buy what I want to buy.
The security.
You're opening the door like, if I open the door, I will die. Then I come outside, I'm going to the car. Sometimes even you trying to open the car for me is distressing me.
Yes.
I've planned to open this car. So most of the time, I just stop. I say, thank you. I can open the car.
The car, myself.
And I open it, I go, then the next thing, that statement, anything for your boy.
How about the one in
bags? No. That's what I'm saying. All these security guys, it's become a thing. They bless your boy, bless your brother. Why are we so given to these inducements, to asking for bribes, or I mean, and those who take them, why do you take it? We want to know your story. We're not judging.
Mm-mm.
We're not judging here. And just like, you know, Stretch told us about, you know, the scenario of a man who leaves home, he's not been paid six months. We're also not in any way in that same breath trying to condone what's been happening, but we want to understand the psyche behind all of this inducements or bribe taking.
And like icing on the cake, let's go overseas also. Also realize that overseas tips are part of
they're official.
Life. It's annoying.
Yeah, no,
part is annoying.
It's very annoying.
It's very annoying.
You have a very saucy person in a pub that comes to serve you. She almost will sue you to court if you don't give a tip.
Yeah.
It's like you've killed somebody.
No, but Stretch, I'm sorry. I don't give a tip to a rude waiter.
Some restaurants, when they bring you bill, it's there.
It's inside, it's written.
It's there, and it's so annoying.
Well, with the tax, it's there.
Yes, well, it depends on where you go to, so I'll tell you. It depends on where you go to. If you go to for fine dining, it's already in your... But if I were to go to, let's say...
Like a McDonald's?
Like a McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts, I will have to tip. I mean, McDonald's is even down there. I'm saying if I were to go to some... burger place down the road.
Yeah, well, most of these places also, when they negotiate their salaries overseas,
mm-hmm.
they tell you, they put in there, you'll be earning X dollars, but this will come in tips.
Plus tips.
Yes, so there are places that they tell you, it's written there, they leave off these tips. So you have to be able to tip them.
And in this part of the world, I notice you go to a club, you go somewhere, you spend 200,000, most of them will not even give the person 59.
I'll tell you what, I enjoy your service. You smile at me. You're nice. You come and dote on me. Did you enjoy the food? Blah, blah, blah.
I'll give you a tip.
I do it because I want
to. Are we going to come back to Nigeria? I'm waiting.
We're in Nigeria.
No, I'm talking about Nigeria.
Hey, yeah, so where?
Better.
Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. And you can call 01465-7190. We want to hear from you. Why do you think these things continue to happen? Hello, what's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Where's
the what's up, Lagos?
No, he's going to do it now. Watch out.
One to go.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, he's going to do it again. This time it's going to be louder. Watch it. Oh, yeah, bros, let's do.
Yep.
It's what's up, Lagos? That's how
why
we do
he's
it.
Shouting for him, leave him.
We need, to help him. Thank you.
I told you. You have
thank
done
you.
It.
Thank you. I have all to right. help him though.
Okay, it's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
don't be alive. Alive now.
Yes, to life.
You see now what people have caused. You see what people have caused.
Cheers to life. Thank you.
Okay, we were wondering what you had for breakfast. If there was no breakfast, we were going to send it. Anyway.
My name is DJ Coster.
All right, DJ, go ahead.
I'm from Liberia, okay?
Oh, you're from Liberia. Mm-hmm.
Morovi?
Yeah, Morovi.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. we had a president in Liberia, Charleston again. When you get on radio and you condemn the president down to the entire government, you will be on radio as a broadcaster, and before you come to yourself, you come down and he gives you a car as a token. And then the Minister of Justice will say, Mr. President, no, this man has condemned your government. You don't have to give him a car. He said, no, I let that guy talk of my government any kind of way you wish to. So I appreciate him with a car. And then he expects you, people in the government expect you to praise the government. And you will continue condemning the government, and the president will send the state security. So for the guy, the entire building, and to rescue you out of that office to your house. And you will say, look, if you cannot condemn my government, then you're not a professional journalist. Oh, yes. He gives you token. Like any other country, they will send to arrest that general, but he will give you token. Meanwhile, the general are not taking pay for 4 or 5 years money, but he gives you something that above your salary in a year.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you for calling. I was waiting for a point, but then he's giving us the flip side. He's saying Charles Taylor at the time, you criticize him, he'd give you a gift. You say you're a true journalist because other people would praising him, but you're the only guy who would
tell the truth. Yeah.
But so even people in his government would want to get you arrested, but he would make sure that you are protected.
So that you get the other side of his story.
Yeah. So
thanks for giving us that scenario.
Yeah, but we need to go for another call. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, give us the passcode. Quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from? 60 seconds.
This is Don Cash King.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, bribery and thieves. For me, it's not a surprise. Yes, when this country is concerned, I'm a Nigerian, I'm not a Liberian. In my country, if you criticize the president, all the whole ministers will come against you. So I think it's been a norm. And the reason I feel these people do it is, one, they feel the management they work with does not condemn or will not condemn it. So the management can even watch them do it and say, no, maybe smile over it and like, is that an extra stuff? So,
I'm sorry. Let me ask. When you say the management would not, are you saying that the guys at the airport, the police officers, the customs or the immigration guys, they do it because their bosses don't frown at it? They encourage it? Is that what you're saying?
Because if their bosses frown at it, wouldn't tell me that they are not aware. They are seeing it. And most time, it will shock you that most time they make returns to their bosses.
Okay.
Wow. They make returns.
You're talking police now.
But you see, when you go to the airport, it's funny. The irony is that it's posted everywhere. Don't give money to anybody.
Right there. Right.
Don't give money to shunt the queue.
Yeah.
They move you from the economy queue to the business class queue.
Yes.
Yeah. That fast. With 1,000 naira.
I mean,
that fast. Yeah.
It's funny. I remember, I think I've told the story sometime. When I used to work for the IGP at the time, I would never go through the
normal
protocol. And so at some point, we were traveling to a country that needed the yellow card. Mm-hmm. And one of us didn't have. And immediately there was a yellow card. I kid you not. I queried the yellow card. But what are you going to do? It came from nowhere. So money, yes.
Okay, money changes
so
hands.
So I also want us to tone this down. We're going institutions and all. Can we think about the individual?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm talking about them calling in now because we've had two international reactions.
Yes, yes. Well, so what we're looking at is us, the people. Because, you know, this is my problem with Nigeria. We always say, our politicians are bad. Our leader, excuse me, where did they come from?
We.
Because I'll tell you what, Stretch, if you and I had something to do, let's say in some ministry.
We have something to do.
And when we get there, there's going to be one nice lady sitting at the reception or being who's the secretary. And then we need our file to get somewhere. She'll just say, there's nobody to take the file. So just bring 5,000 and you...
Some parastatals.
That's not a government official.
Some parastatals.
That is not the police. That is not the customs guy at the airport. That's a human being. That's somebody's mother, auntie, and friend. So when we're pointing fingers, how about us, the remaining parts that is facing us? Why are we?
And in that situation, if Marianne and myself say we're not going to give you, the Nigerians are there. Okay, if you're not doing it, go. Somebody else, look, me, I want to get there. This. Madam, how much is it? Somebody behind you will say, look, madam, I beg.
If you don't want to
do this thing, no be Nigeria with it. As if it, so they will say, isn't it Nigeria? As if they're, so we're asking for us, why are we that way?
Exactly. And I'm wondering, why do we take these inducements? Whatever happened to doing your job, being happy that you've value added and go home to sleep well? No.
Even a full
value
kills,
adding, go full belly.
A few kills, you see people
coming from the outgate.
Thank you.
And when he's coming for the outgate, 1,000 naira is on his hand. They just let him in. Okay, why are you letting this person
by lunch?
So you see, it's a whole mess.
Okay. So we have some messages coming in. Let's just quickly read those messages.
This is Dan, Big Dan from Igondo. He says, good morning, all the beautiful ladies in the studio, and also Stretch.
And also.
And also Handsome
Stretch.
Read
the message.
The situation in Niger always make us on demand for tips. But it is bad for uniformed men to demand for it. But if you feel like giving them without them asking, it's different. This is Niger, and it has eaten us deeply. I'm Big Dan.
So it's bad for us. It's bad for people to take whatever. But, okay, no, you say there's nothing wrong, or rather, this is the situation in the country that is making us. But it will be bad for the police officer. Is it not a us?
But Maria,
is it not part of us?
You know, they back you into a corner. Sometimes you just have to succumb to all
this.
No.
What he's saying is that
they back you into
he's excusing everybody else, but the guys in uniform. The guys in uniform, are they from Mars?
Are they not Nigerians also? Have you been to a police barracks in your life?
Oh,
I have.
Let's not talk about it.
So I'm not saying.
I wasn't arrested though.
We said a barracks.
It's fine. It's okay. When they arrest you, they take you to barracks. Maybe it's even police station they took you to.
Oh my God.
So they live in conditions beneath. I mean, it's those bad conditions. It's horrible.
It's bad. Well, we are going to take one more message and then we go for the break. We have just 2 minutes before we wrap things up. So.
All right, this one says, look my face very, very well. I'm not being romantic here. When it comes to bribery, I'm an Igbo man. Biko, I never entered plane before, but the airport guys shouldn't try me. The day they try me, shouldn't try me the day I will be there, because it's not easy to enter plane. No, case closed. My name is Afrigogo from Obalende.
They will try you.
They don't even care. I think the only thing that scares them is journalists. Once you say that you're a journalist, auntie, no reporters for news. That's their only fear. And so I like it. I just quickly say, oh, they say, auntie, where you they go now? You go buy us something.
They always ask that.
I said, they go work.
Question,
which like work now? I say I'm a reporter. Auntie, not reporters for news.
This is your reporting.
Because that's the only way they could lay off. And sometimes they purposely leave you there for hours, delay you. I've seen people miss flights.
That's so annoying.
You
that
refuse
is
to give.
So annoying.
And they can also threaten that, okay, you know what, behavior, be you go day here.
They actually, I mean, to your face, they say to your face, you go day here.
And when you don't want to day here, you will give them something.
You will give them. Well, we have to go. Stretch, Nancy, Feta, I'm Mary Anacombe. We're still here in the studio. When we come back on the other side, WHO has said that one in almost 10 Nigerians have suffered from mental health issues. And a handful of us have attempted suicide. And we're going to have a guest in the studio to talk about how we can manage our mental health, especially if you live in Lagos. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, and it's 99.3 Nigeria in for 3 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We did promise that we would be talking about mental health because of how important our mental health is. Yes, especially for those of us who live in Lagos, the traffic, the stress that comes, you know, with, you know, living in Lagos is just a lot. Well, I want to start by giving us some information about how this works. Okay, so now for Nigeria, apparently, according to WHO, between 75 to 95% of people with mental disorders in low and middle income countries such as Nigeria, most of these people are unable to access mental health services at all. Hmm. In other words, these people have these problems, but they're unable to get to somebody who could, they could talk to, a specialist who could help them or handhold them through the process. Now, also, apparently it's been said that 1 in 10 people are suffering from mental health diseases or, you know, ailments. How do you get yourself out of it? How do we deal with this in the first place? In the African setting, when you say you have mental health issues, you don't crease. Something is wrong with you.
That's true.
Yeah. So how do we even start by telling people that, oh, I'm stressed mentally, emotionally, or otherwise? How do I deal with the issue? But then we have a guest in the studio today who's going to be walking us through all of that. And as soon as I introduce him, he will give us some background into why there's so much mental health-related situation and situations, rather, around the country. Well, Trilo is Trilo Tripathi is a software engineer. He's also a wellness coach. He runs the Happiness Center here in Lagos. He's going to tell us what the Happiness Center is about later, but he's here to talk about wellness, our ability to actually just live that life of, you know, mindfulness.
Naturally also.
Yes, yeah. naturally. Without medications, without anything, just being in touch with the natural things around us. Trilo, it's good to have you join us in the studio.
Thank you.
So, Trilo, why do you think that a lot of people till tomorrow, I mean, even the days after, are still dealing with mental health issues?
You know, a child, 4 years old child, smiles 400 times in a day, according to a research.
Okay. Mm.
And if same child becomes like 20 to 24 years old, he or she only smiles 17 times a day.
Mm.
In spite of getting so many facilities, because of stress, smiles has reduced, come to the 17 times only. If that same like 24 years person, maybe at the age of 30, if he gets married, two you times. Want to guess how many times they smile?
Two times.
Less than
other
17.
Smiles on them, you know.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I like that.
So, you know, like whole idea, like whole purpose of life is to be happy and spread the happiness. Just we are running, but we are running, we don't know where we are running. We want to come first, but where we want to go first, we don't know.
Hmm.
So we need to slow down, calm down, you know.
Hmm.
Like your mental health is more important than others' opinion.
True.
Hmm.
Many people, whatever, because they expect this is how you have to behave, and you want to fulfill their opinion, their expectation, and then that is the time you go in stress.
Hmm. So I mean, social media is one of those stressors. You know, we all are trying to live like we're trying to act and be like certain people,
yeah.
But also trying to run so that we can be on the same level with those people. So that, you say, can cause mental health.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay, so from what you've described now, everybody in this city needs attention. Every single person.
Absolutely.
Because the smile, you're talking about a child, and I noticed that sometimes you look at children and they're happy for nothing.
Yes, absolutely
you
nothing.
Tell someone, go and pick me the remote, is like 6 feet and she's running.
I'm excited.
To go to pick it and come back.
Mm.
So, is it possible to get an adult to be that way?
Yeah, you can.
Without calling
you can
the person
have
mad.
Childlike innocence, and you don't need to be childish also.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So there's a difference. Yeah. Childlike innocence as opposed to being childish.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, why child is happy? Because if you observe, child is always in the present moment.
Yeah.
So what I define as a stress, your mind
future.
Going to the past.
And the future.
Whenever your mind goes to past, we collect three negative emotions. First is regret.
Hmm.
Second is anger. You cannot get angry about future. You always get angry about what
past.
Has already happened. And there is no point in getting angry what has already happened.
You can't do anything about it.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah.
And third emotion when your mind goes to past is sadness. Regret, anger, and sadness. When your mind goes to future, we're stuck in fear or anxiety.
Hmm.
And basically, mind keep vacillating either in the past or, future, or thinking about future. That's what the stress is. So how to bring your mind to the present moment? Through the breathing.
But is it possible? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to be realistic. For you to not think about the future.
No, what he's saying is...
Or the past.
He's saying it's of no point.
But as an adult, you're thinking about the fees that you're going to pay in three months. That's the future.
Does your thinking about it pay it?
It makes you responsible because you need
can
to prepare.
Help not thinking about it.
You can't.
That's the question.
He's saying it's possible.
Learning from the past and planning for future is different thing.
From thinking,
worrying is different and planning is different.
So we need to draw the lines.
Yeah. Between worrying and planning.
And let me tell you, everybody knows how we have to live in the present moment. But how to live in the present moment, that is the important thing. You know, like yesterday I ran a campaign that is called Smile for 15 Seconds. Because when you smile for 15 seconds, just smile for 15 seconds, see?
They can't do it. Yeah. Really.
Some people will think you're loco, though.
Let's take a breath in.
Yeah.
And hold for 15 seconds and smile.
We're doing it.
You do not look okay.
But he said it doesn't matter what the look is. Yeah. And I noticed one thing, since he stepped into the studio,
he's been smiling.
He's been smiling, and I've been smiling too.
So
yes, actually, he's been smiling.
It's true. So let's talk about living in the present, in the moment. Now, there are also people who, motivational speakers, who say you can't just live in the moment. It's okay to live in the moment, but you can't just have your head in the clouds. You have to think about the future. What's your next step? So, but you're saying we also have to stop and think about the present. So how do we do that? How do we accomplish that?
Yeah, that's what I spoke. You know, you can plan for future, but planning will be done in the present moment.
Okay.
You don't have any option. Can you live in the past?
Oh, no.
Can you go in the future?
There is no other option than living in the present moment.
Even if you want to plan, you have to plan in the present. Even if you want to get angry, you have to do it now. So, like, this is very limited moment, you know. This will just pass.
24 hours.
And this is the moment you have to decide how I want this moment should pass. Can you smile this moment? Just breathe in. And smile. At least you have lived this moment. This moment will never come again.
I think everybody who's listening needs to smile. Just breathe.
Can you do it for a little? If you're listening to us now, like he's saying, you should take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Hold for minimum 10 seconds.
Hold it there for 10 seconds.
And breathe out with a smile.
And breathe out with a smile. That must be, asked if you are married now, that's your third smile for today. Congratulations.
And if somebody can do like 15, 20 times like this, breathe in, hold for 10 seconds and smile for 10 seconds. And then simply breathe out as slowly as you can. I'm telling, just in 20 times, your mind is so refreshed because breath is always in the present moment.
But then you're in traffic in Lagos and some crazy person tries to hit you and then tells you,
yes, that's the
fine. My happiness is out the window. That smile is gone.
Yeah. So let me not ask this. I know many people want to ask you this now. That is the ideal. That is what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are taking away your smile are in your face.
Correct.
Your landlord is hitting at your door. It's in the present.
Yeah.
The police is stopping your car, asking you for unnecessary things. It's in the present.
Yeah.
How do I smile when someone says, open your phone, I want to see it? And you know it's wrong to do that. So I'm saying, with all these things happening around you that would attract a frown, how do you smile?
So there is difference between temporary joy and happiness.
Okay.
Happiness is permanent and which is not dependent on any external situations or people and object.
So you just choose.
So can I be happy while there's a frown on my face?
Happiness is a decision. It's a choice. Many people, they are single, they are happy. Many people, they are single and they are unhappy also, because it's a decision. So in whatever situation you are,
you can just decide,
I will be happy. Nobody can make me sad. Trust me, nobody can make you sad. It is your own ego. It is your own mind which is playing a game with you. And you think, oh, because of the object or situation, I'm sad. Let me tell you, Like, do you like ice cream?
I love I live in a bowl of ice cream. And then I walk out like later.
Just imagine if I give you two ice cream, will you be happy?
Please give me two bowls.
Two bowls of ice cream.
Just imagine if somebody is giving you five ice cream and not telling to eat. Will you be happy?
Of course not.
But let me tell you, somebody is giving you 20 ice cream and telling you, no, you have to eat. Same if ice cream was the reason of happiness, why it is giving you sadness now? If some person is reason for your happiness, why not the same person is giving you happiness always? So if you are finding happiness outside, you will never find it out.
So happiness is a personal thing. You have to find your
choice.
Happiness is a decision, and happiness is inside you. It's your very nature.
That's deep.
I'm looking at it from a totally different perspective now.
But really speaking, I think I want to agree with you a bit, because I have people who come and complain about what has happened. Sometimes you're talking to some people, you say, the person says, you're trying to make me look small. You're trying to make me angry. You're going to get me angry. So what you are saying is that you have a choice
to decide.
The externals you cannot control. The policeman that stops you, you can't control. The person that doesn't give you your money, you can't control, but you can control
how you react.
And that also helps you.
Okay, very true. And even if some problem has come in the present moment, the real idea is how fast you bounce back and come again to the present moment. You know, just about complaining, cribbing about it, you will go more into the negativity. So what you want? You want to be at problem side, or you want to be at solution side? This is what you have to decide.
Interesting. Yesterday I listened to Joyce, and she talked about mental health and suicides, and how many suicides have taken place. I heard so many people call in. You know, a girl called in and said, you know, she was homeless, blah blah blah, reasons. You know, people gave reasons for them having suicidal thoughts, and this is where my question is coming from. How do you stay happy enough to stop these thoughts from coming in? Because that's also very important. I'm sure one in every five persons must have thought about something suicidal.
True.
Something must have gotten you to a point where you say, you know what, what's even in this life? Can we just all just jump off this roof? You know, in a situation like that, how do you deal with it? Especially if you got into a certain age and there's certain things that are supposed to happen and they have not happened. You've tried, but nothing seems to be happening. So what do you do?
So basically, you know, when you see life bigger, with a bigger perspective, and when you have very higher goal, when you have very limited goal, you are going to tire to yourself. But when you have bigger responsibility, you know, like there are three types of people. First, there is responsibility and needs. There is difference. Do you agree? Needs are our personal things. Responsibility, which we take for others.
True.
So when you keep thinking about yourself, what will happen to me, whether I will succeed in life or not, what will happen, this is the perfect formula to go in depression. Just ask for 10 minutes, what will happen to me, what will happen to me, you will go in depression, then suicidal thoughts will come to you. But turn this question, what can I do for you? Just go and ask five people, what can I do for you? You know, if society is suffering because they are so selfish, they're just thinking about themselves. So we need to change the question from what will happen to me to what can I do for you.
Everybody needs money.
But you see, just as she said,
billionaires,
a lot of people
suicide.
Will say, why should I be asking somebody what I can do for them when I need
I
help?
I haven't sorted myself out.
But you talked about selfishness. I want to help you, but I can't because I'm not in a position to.
But see, let me just say, I'm not trying to, like, you don't know what that
I'm just echoing what somebody who's listening.
I thought about that too.
So the person you're going to be asking, you were not even asked. Someone might say, sit with me. You don't need money to sit with the person. And let me tell you my story. You don't need anything to do that. So till we know what people want, we don't know if we don't have it.
So we can't just assume.
We can't assume that
we can't
have
help.
Any money. I've had someone ask me for, I had like 3,000 in all of my accounts put together. I had like 6 accounts. But if you put everything in, 3,000.
If they've done that, I understand you.
Someone just asked me, man, I need 140K. because they feel the countenance. What
yeah,
you
have
what
their big boss. Yeah.
No, so I think I get what if you ask people, what can I do for you? And person says, look, I want money. And you just listen to that person. It's something.
Basically, whatever you have, that you can give it to others. If you have happiness, you can give it to happiness.
Okay.
Hmm.
If you have sadness, you will give and distribute sadness around you.
Shit around.
Just a transference of spirits.
Hmm.
You know?
Spirits.
Hmm.
Like, and everybody, if you just uplift somebody's confidence, they can earn the money. That is not a big deal.
Hmm. True.
You know, if you're giving money, maybe it will solve a problem for temporary thing, you know, mm-hmm. temporary time. But, you know, just build their confidence.
Okay, so how do we detox? How do we take out what is already there? We're stressed in Lagos. We're mad, in quotes. We don't breathe. We don't smile.
Mm.
What's the solution? People are listening now.
How do
I get myself out of where I am?
Yeah. So basically, I'll talk about two things. First about body and second about mind. One is body detox, that is Ayurveda. We have center at VIA. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is called the Happiness Center.
Okay.
And that deals with the body. Like all the issues, the stress in the body, you can just by, you know, I was speaking about, you know, three things we have. Vata.
Yes.
Vata means air element.
Water.
Pitta means fire element.
Okay.
And we have earth element. That is called?
Water, fire.
Water, earth, fire. Yeah.
So because water, earth, and fire.
Yeah, because of these three imbalance, like we have so many stress. If fire element is imbalanced, you'll get angry.
What are the fire elements?
Fire element is also responsible for digestion. If your digestion is not proper, 90% problem we face in life because our stomach is upset. Because of indigestion. And that affects our head also. Many people, they have a headache because, you know, fire element is not working. It's imbalance. So same with the earth element.
Okay,
I spoke about laziness, dullness.
Yeah.
You feel boring. You don't want to do anything because of earth element is too high.
But can you not be tired because you're tired? Do you...
Let me tell you, 90% toxins you can release through proper breathing.
Just breathing.
Just by breathing.
But just we all breathe. Yeah. Don't we breathe? But we all breathe.
Yeah. I'm angry.
That's why. He very rightly said, when you are angry, your breath pattern is different. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And when you are in fear, your breath pattern is totally different.
Yeah.
And when you are happy, your breath pattern is different.
Yeah.
Silent.
Like, I'm speaking from like last 10 minutes, but my breath pattern is totally different. I'm totally aware what I'm speaking.
Okay.
So I'm untouched from the stress. You know, and second, that's why I said 90% stress can be released through proper breathing.
So but there's a technique, there's a way to breathe.
Yeah, like somebody tells you, I don't like you. It is just a word. If you repeat the same word, just say, this person doesn't like me. Just say,
I don't like you, Marianne. Like,
yeah. See, it is just a word. But now, if
effect.
She takes, he doesn't like me, repeats for 5 minutes, same words can become a thought.
Let me give an example. So you are maybe on social media, I post a nice picture, and then everybody's saying, oh, you're so gorgeous. And then one person says, you are so ugly like a hippopotamus. And I stick to that one message. It could actually affect my mental health, can it?
Very true. Very true.
And why does that happen?
So it's because mind has tendency, if you give 10 compliment, one insult, mind always remembers the insult.
Huh.
Mind negativity. Remembers the negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sheet of paper, I put a dot on it. You won't see the white, you see
just
the
see that dot.
Hmm.
You just keep seeing it.
And like if somebody praises you, gives you 10 compliment and says, your nose is not good. So you'll go in the mirror, first thing you'll see,
What's wrong with my nose though?
Okay, so is there a way you can teach us breathing?
Yeah. So basically, I'm a happiness program teacher also.
Okay.
So I make people...
So there is a program called Happiness. We're going to learn this on his social media. But in the meantime, let's learn the breathing.
I should start smiling. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I was taking
stretch
about...
Stretch looks ridiculous.
Just change your breath and change your emotions. Simply.
Change your breath and change your emotions. Before we start the breathing, sorry, Trilok, if you are listening to us, don't worry. It's still WhatsApp Lagos. We're trying to get us out of the stress of in Lagos. Yes. Whether you're in traffic, you're in the market, wherever you are, we need to try as much as possible to de-stress. And that's why Trilo is here to give us that information. And this is all going to happen normally. Now, this is not in any way saying that you can't go to a mental health practitioner to, you know, have those conversations. You need it. But he's telling us about natural ways that you can de-stress, even on your own, right? Yeah, all right. So when we do this breathing exercise, we will go for a quick break. And when we come back, we're taking your thoughts, your comments. You can ask Trilo whatever you want to ask under mental health.
Yes.
Please don't ask him anything outside that.
No, that's what he's here for. And he's still smiling, by the way.
He's been smiling since.
So he's going to tell us now?
Okay. Yeah, he's going to tell us how to breathe through the stress of Lagos. Yeah. All right, Trilo, you have the floor.
So what you can do, just take a breath in. Hold. And breathe out with a smile as slowly as you can. Let's do it 10 times. Hold. Breathe out.
Lucky.
You can smile also. Breathe in. Breathe out as slowly as you can. Now, take your attention to your navel and breathe in from navel, come to the top of your head.
As your belly button.
Yeah.
Take attention to it.
Okay.
And breathe out from top of your head to the navel region. Two more times.
Did you do it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So this, kept doing.
This exercise can happen as often as possible.
Yeah. Like, better if you do it for 5 minutes.
Okay.
If you're on the car, do not close your eyes.
Yes, don't, please.
Don't open your eyes.
I'm gonna die.
Please. Well, it's still What's Up Lagos, and we have to go for a quick break. Stretch is still in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm Mary Anna Cone. Feta, Fancy Nancy, Trilo from the Happiness Center is here. We'll be back after this break. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos. 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are still live. Don't forget, we are actually live on Facebook. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info 99.3. And we are talking with a wellness expert, of course. He's also a software engineer. That's the part that I love most. So if you have software, he's yours. But then the human body is a software in its
own.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Yes.
You got it.
And we're talking about mental health and mental wellness, mindfulness, you know. Do we really pay attention to our bodies, our mind, our soul, or we just go ahead and do the day? You know, some people just say, let the day take care of itself. So you get to traffic and the guys in traffic are annoying you. You get to the toll gates, the guys at the toll gates are annoying you. You go to the market, the guys at the market. Every little thing ticks you off. And again, you look at your life. On a normal day, you know, there are certain things you should be accomplishing and you haven't been able to make it to that position. And you start worrying. You start worrying. Now, I think some of the things that I picked from Trilo's conversation was that our head, our stomach and our heart controls our emotions. So half the time, if your tummy is rumbling, it affects your whole mood. If you have headaches, you are worrying too much, your mind, it affects you. And if your heart is also being broken or you're hurt by somebody, that's like Feta, that's how been sad breakfast.
Yes.
Plenty time.
Relax yourself.
English breakfast.
You don't have... Okay, English breakfast.
Well, Trilo is here to answer all your questions. He's taught us some breathing tips that could help you. But he did insist, if you're in traffic, please don't close your eyes.
Don't, please.
Please.
You're going to crash.
And we don't want that. We don't want that. So you can breathe. And he's told you can breathe from your navel up to your head, back down. It's very interesting. 10 seconds and you feel good. I can see that Stretch has still been doing like this.
He's been smiling.
I will not stop this.
Mm. Yeah. It's a good way of easing stress. Yeah. But if you have very interesting questions, intense questions, maybe there's some things that you may not necessarily agree with, so you want to probe, please join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190 if you're lady. That's 01465-7190. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to read from you and be part of the conversation. We're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Tweet at us. We'd like to hear from you.
Okay, this one is on WhatsApp. This person says, hell no. I'm supposed to say hell no on radio, I'm sorry. This person says, no. There's no way I'm doing this breathing exercise in this traffic. The carbon monoxide poisoning will send me to a hospital. Then I'll do this breathing through an oxygen mask for more than 10 minutes.
You can do it when
Make
you get
I
home,
reach
Joe.
House.
And he's asking any home. Podcast we
to
play.
From, yeah,
well, there will be a podcast, so you can listen again on Nigeria Info app or on our website. And we also are live on Facebook, so you can go to our Facebook
page. So let me just add to, you're being mischievous right there. So in other words, you don't breathe at all.
Are you not breathing now?
We're saying the normal air you breathe. Breathe it this way, say because of carbon monoxide. So when you are breathing,
no, I think he's talking deep breathing.
It's
like,
the same
air you're taking. It's the same thing. Same, you're still breathing.
Same air you're
taking air into your lungs, whether there's monoxide or not.
Whether it's monoxide or not. So
it rides in that bus or the Okava or the KK, wherever you're breathing.
You're breathing. So since you sent that message, you've done that.
We have calls coming in. Let's quickly take those calls. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, Chester.
Two life.
Gege. Chester,
I wanted to ask, good job today about the stress... easing the stress. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are crazy in Lagos. What about the easing the head so that you people will think right and act well? Because our leaders from up to down, let's tell them how to do things right in the head.
Sorry, sir, do you have a question?
Eh? That's my question.
What is
please.
The question again? I'm just confused.
How do people think rightly?
Okay.
Please.
Thank you. Is in you.
Right. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Yes. Turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio.
Please, I have a problem. Like you.
All right, call us back when you turn off your radio. Would like to hear what you have to say, but with that hallback, I don't think we can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just alive!
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good!
We're doing great.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
I like the energy.
Titilaya from Ikorodu.
Hi, Titilaya.
I was telling my friends yesterday. All right, I was hungry. I wanted to eat something good, so I wanted to go to the market and go get fish and come and make my spaghetti. Yeah, I go to the market. Let me buy fish from the fish seller. The man just gave me one fish that was already like broken, already having some mucus in
it. Family problem.
Am I yet to beg for this fish? I'm paying. I want 700 there for one.
Can you imagine?
Small size fish. So the one just left, and then she was like, am I not going to still cut it? I mean, I should just take that. I said, no, I'm not going to take that.
Okay, so I'm waiting to hear the question. If you have a question.
I'm just trying to tell you my mind.
Okay.
About that stress something.
Okay.
So, he was like, am I not going to cut the
fish?
The fish. I was like, no, I'm not going to take that from her. And then she was like, I'm sorry. And then I told her to, you too, sorry. Like, and that got me angry. Soon as I got to the bus stop, let me go and enter car. Let me go back to my house. This man was like, my place was 200, and I was like, it's not 150. I was like, it's not 150.
If I
just drop from the vehicle, I was like, okay. Why did you just shouting at people like that? So why that one too infuriated me that I wanted to even put my side talk, but I was like, let me just calm down for this
month. So you actually calmed down throughout the day. You didn't get into.
You didn't get angry.
You didn't get angry, right?
I got angry, auntie. I got angry. What do you mean? I will not
So when you start breathing, did you breathe?
I didn't breathe because the driver was in dry senses. He was like talking to him that I should just calm down with him, that I don't have the same voice as
okay.
him. I was
okay,
like,
okay, wait. See, Aunt, you know you can breathe that problem out today.
Yes.
Breathe it out. We've done breathing
lessons.
We need you
to do that today.
Take
so
a deep breath.
I think if you don't take away anything from today's show, learn how to breathe.
Yes,
breathe
it out.
You know, I'm now understanding when somebody says, just breathe.
Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Yeah.
I now get it. You know, sometimes you're so...
Oh, and it's a count 1 to 10.
You're so anxious.
Yeah. Just breathe.
Come backwards.
That's going to be pretty
just
good.
Just breathe. Yeah. Okay, we're taking some more calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. That's the passcode for the show. That's the passcode for the show. It's What's Up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Ah. Oh, yeah, go ahead before you.
Ayo, we're waiting. You have just 60 seconds. Oh, God. I'm so sorry, Ayo. I guess you took too much time trying to sort yourself out. Hello, What's Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? All right, what's your name?
Everyone.
Where are you calling from?
From Lekki.
Say that again.
From Lekki. What's your name?
Somaga.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, my question is short and simple. What's the science behind breathing into all those brown paper bags? I usually see that in movies.
Oh, for those who are, who have... Yeah. Great question. If you are on a plane and you're airsick, or you're on water and you're seasick, they give you that brown paper to breathe in. He's trying to understand the science behind it.
Yeah. So basically, we have oxygen and we have carbon dioxide inside us.
Mm.
So there is fight always in between these two. If carbon dioxide is more in your body, that is the time you feel suffocative. You feel so much heaviness all over your body.
Mm.
So just by taking some oxygen in some rhythmic process, you can release the carbon dioxide. And when you have more oxygen, automatically you are free, you are happy,
you're calm.
Peaceful, calm.
Yeah. So that's the trick.
Yeah. And it helps to calm you.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, we have some messages on Facebook Live. This one, okay, I'll let you read.
All right, Donna Albert says, good morning from, I don't know this flag.
I think that's Great Britain.
And then Prosper Barrow says, good techniques he's dishing out. Then Bisimila says, mental health and wellness, listening to your analysis, he's jotting down. That's what he says.
Okay, more calls coming in. We have a few more minutes before we wrap this up. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eden Prince from Unilag.
All right, Eden, go ahead.
Yeah, I've actually been calling from when you started the program, but let me forget about the other ones. I couldn't participate.
Good job.
Now, because I actually wanted to think, but let me leave it to another time. Okay, now on the easing of stress matter here, I want to know, I've followed up what your guest has been saying, but I want to know, because all these are breathing in for some seconds, breathing out, to hold breath, things like that. It's what most people have been engaging in, whether you purposely do it or not.
Mm.
Now, what if, because it's to get out stress and make you balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if what you are actually waiting to get out is waiting for you somewhere that when you are done with all your breathing out, so you still see it? Take for instance.
That sounds like Lagos.
Continue the technique.
Yeah. Take for instance, because in our rehearsals, when singing rehearsals is what we do always. Breath control, things like that. But we tend to apart from what we do in exercise, breathing out, breathing in, we still go to meet those things that we call things that runs in our mind that is bringing one down. We still go back to meet it at home.
Yeah.
So what is the next level if you have been doing the breath control thing, breathe in, breathe out?
Okay.
If you have been doing it and it seems not to be working.
Okay, so he's saying, after doing all that, is there another level another layer to it.
Correct.
Yeah.
First, you can deal with the stress that is food. Right quality, right quantity, and the right time.
So eating habits come to play here.
Yeah. Second is sleep. If your sleep is not good, breathing will not work too much. Or with breathing, you'll have good sleep. Second is sleep. If anybody is not having good sleep, maybe I have something I can send them. But maybe they can ping me on Instagram.
Okay. So people need to sleep. So if you don't, I mean, it's natural. If I don't sleep well, my brain doesn't even product, it's not productive. I mean,
you're grouchy.
I'm not even grouchy. I just don't function if I don't sleep well. But we have an interesting message here.
This one comes as a question. The person says, "Hi guys, I worry when I hear wellness coaches always wishing negativity away at all costs. Don't you think having negative thought is some way beneficial to humans as opposed to always having positive thoughts, like being always happy? Don't you think there's something called toxic positivity too?" From RAT.
Yeah. Like, you know, always opposite value, they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we value hero because of villain.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I see that.
Because of negative emotions you have faced, that's why you value peace and happiness. So it's true.
So you need a little bit of negativity. But he's trying to say, why wish it away if you always, you know, like you said, like you've been smiling since you got here. It's been almost an hour and you're still smiling, and he's saying, but the reality is that you need a little bit of negativity, like you put it, toxic positivity.
There is positive stress with something which is called positive stress, and there is negative stress. Positive stress is good to get your work done.
Okay.
Like deadlines.
Yes.
And negative stress, where you damage your body, your mind, you damage others' body and mind, and emotions also. So little stress is also okay sometime, you know.
Interesting. All right. Well, we're almost out of time. We want to take a few more of your thoughts and your comments. 0700-993-993-993.
Sorry, guys. I'm busy breathing.
993-993. 0700-993-993. If you're a lady, I haven't heard too many ladies call today. Maybe
you
just
haven't.
One.
I've heard too
one,
many.
One.
I was going to ask him, do you ever get upset?
I think we have a call. Let's just take a call quickly. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Linda?
Girl called. Hey, just alive. You got a question?
Yeah. Okay, so my name is Angie.
Hi.
And I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, so can I ask a question concerning mental health and
Yes.
Okay, so like I want to believe that most people actually commit suicide because of family oppressions and, you know, society. So my question is, how, like, when you're facing maybe oppression from your family, how can you cut ties with them? Like, how can you distance yourself with them from them? Like, you know, it's not always easy to say, okay, I don't want to come along. I don't want to belong to this family again.
You want to stay positive.
And you're probably coming from that family. So how would you, you know, actually distance yourself? How would you cut ties?
You can't breathe them away.
Yeah, because you can't breathe them away. They're family.
They're family.
And that's a tough
one.
Always
in your face.
So, Trilo, how do you deal with that?
Can you just simplify the question for me?
So she's saying that in terms of mental health and committing suicide, if you're being oppressed by family, they're always bringing you down and causing you to be mentally stressed, should you cut ties? Because like he said, you can't breathe them away. They're still there in your face every other day. They keep coming. So what do you do in that instance?
First, like, in every tough time, that is a time when we learn so much. Correct?
True.
So they are bringing some special talents in you. When there is a good time, any fool can smile. But just know that it's a test for you and it will pass. Nothing is permanent. There is no problem which is permanent. This will also change. Just time want to teach. It is just testing you. Just pass the exam and then...
But how do I pass if every day I wake up to these people?
You need to increase your own energy. Problem simply means external energy, negative energy is very high than yours. So just increase your aura, increase your energy just by doing breathing and meditation. Add meditation also. Because when you are peaceful, same problem will not be problem for you anymore.
Sounds
But when
easy.
Your energy is very low, Yeah. Basically, stress simply means too much to do, very little time, low energy. And how to deal with, you cannot reduce your work, you cannot reduce the time, energy which is low, increase, take it up, energy. Increase your energy. And then you will laugh at same problem. I still remember.
This is Africa. You laugh at a problem or you laugh at an annoying sibling. They say, oh, so you're laughing at me. You're being rude.
No. I'm telling something else. Yeah. Like, I still remember I got very less marks in my 10th class. Now, I just laugh at that problem. It doesn't bother me. Same way, after 1 year, 6 months, he will laugh and will say, oh my God, this person was so irritating. And you know,
so if you have passed that stage, imagine how, I remember when I was in primary school, I cried because they said some girl sitting next to me was my wife.
kids.
So when you said, that's your wife, I cried. So right now, I can laugh at it.
Yeah.
Then it was stress. I could have committed suicide.
So yeah, very true. So if we have this understanding that...
It will pass.
It will pass. And this is not the first time you are having problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we have... I think we have one more call. Should we take another call? She had a question.
Yeah, I was asking, do you ever get upset?
He's upset now.
I can, but I choose not to.
Okay.
How do you
react to negative energy? Because if something should get you angry.
There is difference between acting and reacting. We are not a chemical that will react after everything.
Like that.
So just before acting, just take a breath in and calm down. Then peacefully you can take some action. You are in traffic, that is okay. If you are in problem, just take a breath in, calm down. Anyway, you have to take some action. So you have option either to act or react.
It's very true. I'll tell you what, many times I have, you know, done that whole take a step back, imagine the situation, how it would turn out negatively or positively, and choose the right one. You know, in a few seconds you can do that, evaluate it before you respond. So it's easy for you to respond when somebody says something nasty to you. But if you stop and say,
you know, so
you disarm the person, he doesn't even know what to say back to you.
A couple of days ago, someone wrote me an episode, a long, every line was an insult, right? Wow. So when that was sent in a message and I replied, I will not say a word. And I put a full stop on it. So it's taken some days. I have checked it. I have my line of action, what I'm going to do. If I had reacted, then I would have sent...
Yeah, aggravated the whole thing.
Yeah,
I would have sent something else. Person would have sent another. Maybe we have gone to
back
call.
And forth.
Or maybe we would have gone to police.
Exactly. Yeah?
So
back
at that point,
forth.
I just said, I will not say a word. I replied, I will not say a word. And that's been days.
Yeah.
So now I know how to act.
Yeah.
I will act, but I'm not reacting.
There's
a difference.
You can have compassion on them.
Yeah.
Because whatever they have, they are giving to you.
Yeah.
They have stress, that's why they are
now
passing
refusing
to, you.
To take it.
That's the spirit.
Like, yeah, if it is somebody is giving you some gift, but if you do not take gift, let's assume that gift is anger, sadness. If you do not accept gift, that gift is still be the same person. The moment you react, it means
you
have accepted the gift.
Okay, well, we do not have too much time anymore.
No.
Somebody says, what can be done, what can you do as a student that won't be mentally ill due to ASUS strike, because it's frustrating. Well, another person says they can't sleep. Well, you can follow Trilo on social media. He's on Instagram.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
They can follow me at @THE Happiness Center. The Happiness Center.
So THE Happiness Center.
One word.
The Happiness Center. It's one word on Instagram. Just so you know, so Trilok actually runs the Happiness Center here in Lagos. It's somewhere here. Just go on social media, you find it, and he can direct you on how to get there.
Do you respond to your DMs? Like when
if people
DMs
send you a message?
Your
secretary's PA, or is it you that...
No, I'll respond them.
Okay.
You respond to all of them.
Okay
great. So
you can do my DM.
Yes, please send a DM to Trilok. Those of you who are asking, Trilok is on social media, and you can go follow him. He is a wellness coach, and he is also a software engineer. Thank you so much, Trilok, for coming to the studio. We've learned something today. Everybody,
yes, we did. It was great.
I'm going to breathe myself away.
All right, we got to go. It's been What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, Stretch, Feta, and of course, Fancy Nancy and Trilok.
Hello, Lagos.
Have a beautiful day. I'll see you tomorrow. Follow me on social media, MIMIEYO, on Twitter and Instagram.
Stretch Original. Check me on Instagram. DM, I'll DM you right back.
All right.